No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
This is The Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good morning. Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Internet world, how we doing today on this Monday morning? Monday, way early Tuscaloosa time. We're right here in Eastern time zone getting ready for SEC Media Day. Day number one. Get started over at the College Football Hall of Fame here in just a little bit. I'll be making my way over to hear from Greg Sankey. Today's going to be a big day, kicking it off with four schools taking the podium. So we will have a great day on the Joe Gaither Show. Thank y'all so much for checking us out on your favorite podcast platform, on the Bama Central YouTube channel. You're finding us on the Bama Central Facebook page as well. My own social media machines at Joe Gaither 6. You can find me there. Always leave us a voicemail if you want to be a part of the show. 205-462-7340, extension 800. We're going to have a big show. We're going to have a fun show. Well, kind of a preview show today. We're going to talk about the four teams that are up on the podium today, what we might hear from Drake Sankey, and we're going to talk about what I did last night. So, great time getting into Atlanta last night. Got to check out a movie that you guys all need to see. As you can tell, I am live in the hotel room today. I'm not in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios, but I do want to thank Derek for sponsoring the program. You can always call Derek for all your insurance needs. Excuse me. Call him at 205-758-3391. Home, life, auto insurance. He can take care of really anything in the insurance realm. I know at the end of the month, a lot of your children are going to be moving from apartment to apartment. You need to have great renter's insurance. I'm going to be, thank the Lord, buying a new car. So I'll be having to update my car insurance, and Derek Daniel will help me with that. You can call him at 205-758-3391. So with that, what we're going to do today is essentially what I just outlined. I'm going to talk about the movie that I watched last night. It was Alabama football centric, and you will want to see it if you're an Alabama football fan. And I'm going to talk about really what we're going to see today over the College Football Hall of Fame. Why don't we start with that, since that's the most pertinent information, that's the most pertinent conversations that will happen today. Today, Greg Sankey kicks off SEC Media Days here in about an hour. We're going to get over there and hear from the basically the commissioner of college football. No, not really. He is the commissioner of the SEC. So he is. Is he the most powerful man in college football? Probably. Greg Sankey addresses the crowd at 9 a.m. And I've just got a couple of things that I want to hear from Greg Sankey. I want to find out what he's going to say. What will his comments be on the House settlement, House versus NCAA? And really, you're seeing a lot of consternation about the Deloitte clearinghouse and if they're doing things properly, if they're clearing NIL deals. I'm really looking forward to hearing his comments on name, image, and likeness, and how he's going to set really the next year up in the conference. Obviously, this is a football SEC Media Days, but he will kind of take this opportunity to kind of set the course for the entire conference for the year. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say. Usually he's up on the podium, a little bit on the drier side, but very informative. So I'm very curious to see how he's going to react. Is he going to issue a positive statement about the House versus NCAA, or is he going to kind of outline maybe some problems or some changes that he would like to see, some tweaks that he would like to see as the college football world always changes going forward? So that's my number one question for Greg Sankey. My number two question is really, how will he set the course for the year? And I think it ties into my number three question, which is the college football playoff, what he's going to say about the college football playoff. And I think that's going to be a huge conversation this week. Will the SEC continue to push for automatic qualifiers, 3-4 automatic qualifiers, the non-power conference automatic qualifier, and then 5-11, excuse me, it is early over here in Atlanta, the 5-11 model. Will he continue to push for the 5-11 model? Because that's going to really give the SEC the biggest chance to get, you know, 5, 4, 6 teams in the college football playoff. I think that Greg Sankey was a little bit maybe upset behind closed doors or frustrated behind closed doors with how it kind of played out this past year with South Carolina, Alabama, and Ole Miss all sitting on the outside looking in favor of SMU. So I think that it's going to be interesting to hear what Greg Sankey has to say about the college football playoff model going forward. So he's going to talk about 9 a.m., and that's going to carry us for about 5 minutes. But then you have LSU kicking off the festivities. LSU and South Carolina are going in the morning session, and it'll be followed by Vanderbilt and Ole Miss. And so everybody's going to be wanting to stick around today to hear from Lane Kiffin. But the show gets started with Brian Kelly. We had Zach Nagy join us from LSU Tigers on SI on Friday. And unfortunately, man, when I downloaded the audio, the last 10 minutes when we were doing our picks, we were going through the schedule, doing our picks, it got it fell victim to the internet. It felt just so it was really unlistenable. And so that's why I cut that out. If you listen to Friday's show and you're looking, why did it cut so hard and cut from the middle of the pick segment to the very end? It's because it became an unlistenable junk segment. But Zach Nagy really continued his predictions and gave LSU 10-2, had LSU losing to Texas A&M and right here and to Alabama when they come to Tuscaloosa. So he had a, you know, great insight, and I really appreciate him joining us. You can follow him at ZNagy20. We will be trying our best this week to get up with a bunch of other reporters, maybe a couple other personalities, and we'll run 4 or 5 minute segments with them as we're here at SEC Media Days. So LSU, I'm really curious to see what, you know, Brian Kelly says about his program as he continues to lead the Bayou Bengals. I know their expectations are sky high. Basically, Nagy said it's playoff or bust, and he said 10-2 is essentially the minimum. But their schedule is really, really challenging. That's kind of my biggest question for the entire week, is how will these imbalanced schedules play out this football season? We saw it last year. Texas really got a favorable schedule, and Georgia, despite going to Tuscaloosa and Austin, had kind of a favorable schedule as well. And obviously, they were great teams. They were great. They were really good teams. And so, I don't want to take anything away from those programs and from those teams. But I feel like the schedule really dictated how the conference standings shook out. And as we've been doing these Know Your Enemy segments throughout the summer, I kind of feel like the same thing. You look at Texas's schedule again this year, they get to play Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and Mississippi State for 3 of their 8 SEC games. And look, there's nothing that we can do about that, but we can at least be honest about it and say that that is an advantage. Yeah, they're playing Oklahoma. Yeah, they're playing Texas A&M. But I think that that is a huge, huge advantage for the Longhorns this coming season. So South Carolina and LSU are going to be up in the first session. And so really that just makes me right off the bat think about these quarterbacks. You're going to hear from Garrett Nussmeier and Lenore Sellers. And I think that they will be all over your headlines this morning. What Garrett Nussmeier has to say, they're not going to say much. They're quarterbacks. They're professional artists answering questions without answering questions or answering questions without being controversial. And that's what brings them here. But Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin will bring some headlines. Lane Kiffin's never been shy, and I'm sure that he's going to spend some time with Paul Feinbaum. You're going to be able to see all that on the SEC Network, that sort of thing. So if you're all at work and you're looking for things to do, just pull up your SEC Network. It's going to be running all day. It's going to be running all day, all across all the platforms. And right here on BamaCentral.com, we're going to be covering what they have to say about Alabama. I'll be trying to ask the LSU players, the LSU faithful, about the Alabama rivalry. I'll be trying to ask the South Carolina players about coming to Tuscaloosa last year and how they feel about hosting Alabama this coming season. Look, I think that South Carolina road trip is very, very, very dangerous for Alabama. Not that Alabama can't win it, but I do think it's very, very, very dangerous for Alabama. I think I've said it before, the road schedule is very brutal for the Crimson Tide, and I think that South Carolina is a big part of that. So I'm looking forward to hearing what the Gamecocks have to say. You guys know I'm not the biggest Shane Beamer fan in the world, so if he says anything off the wall or off color, I'll be reacting to that today. You got Vanderbilt and Ole Miss in the afternoon. And really, the quarterback conversation will continue. Diego Pavia, I think, is going to have to answer a lot of questions. A lot of questions about his comments this past summer. Vanderbilt's going to run the SEC. I think that Vanderbilt, and I said it in our pick segment, was Zach Nagy, but it got lost due to internet issue. I think that Vanderbilt is blowing their number one advantage. Obviously, they have a good scheme, and they know who they are. Clark Lee really building that program. I'm looking forward to hearing him. He'll be classy as ever at the podium. But I think the Vanderbilt players, especially Diego Pavia, are blowing the main advantage that Vanderbilt has, and that is that teams don't take them seriously. The teams have them under the radar, but Diego Pavia says, oh, we're going to run the state of Tennessee. And so, of course, Tennessee's not going to take them lightly due to the rivalry. But every program is going to be hearing these comments and hearing the confidence espoused by Diego Pavia. And look, you should be confident. You should be confident if you're a football player, especially if you're a college football player in the SEC who thinks that they're going to be successful. You should be confident. Confidence is the key to really getting things going and really starting something. I'll definitely say that. But I think Diego Pavia and the Vanderbilt faithful need to realize that part of the reason that they were so successful last season is, you know, that teams weren't quite ready, didn't quite take them as seriously. And so I'm wondering how Diego Pavia is going to play it today. Is he going to continue to have that brash confidence? Is he going to say something maybe unseemly about an SEC opponent? We'll ask him about that Alabama game. I've been instructed from our Vanderbilt on SI writers to ask him about the comments about Tennessee. So we'll ask him really about all kinds of things, and I'm looking forward to that this afternoon right here in Atlanta. Now with Ole Miss, obviously they're not on Alabama's schedule, so they will be a little bit of a lighter focus for us today. But Lane Kiffin always makes headlines. I love Lane Kiffin. If you've never listened to me before, I am a big Lane Kiffin fan. Now I do think that the Alabama athletics program made the right decision not hiring Lane Kiffin a season and a half ago. But I am a big fan of Lane Kiffin and of his brash confidence. I'm curious to see how he addresses really the continued use of the transfer portal, what he says about his new quarterback, Austin Simmons, and really what he says about NIL. He and Hugh Freeze have been going back and forth. Well, I don't think that Hugh has been given a whole lot of back, but Lane Kiffin has been picking on Hugh Freeze a bit on the social media machines about the recruiting. And so I'm very curious to see what he has to say about the new recruiting rules and how that affects Ole Miss going forward. So it's going to be a huge day. It's going to be a lot of fun here at SEC Media Days, and we're going to be getting into it here in just about an hour. We're going to be heading over to the Omni to hear from Greg Sankey and to hear from really all four of these programs. We'll try to make it Alabama-centric, and we'll try to find some writers that want to jump on and give me some segments. We'll do exactly what we did last year. If you've watched the program any at all, 2 years ago, we were in Nashville, and we did a straight shot, one program, all the interviews that we did in a single day. That probably wasn't the best way to play it. Now, last year, we collected interviews throughout the week, and we played them one or two at a time during the really the next week. So hopefully we'll be able to collect a bunch of interviews from a bunch of my friends, a bunch of new friends, a bunch of colleagues, and maybe some players or two. I know that I'm looking forward to hearing from Kalen DeBoer on Wednesday. We're going to have a bunch of our colleagues coming into town on Wednesday for Alabama Day. So hopeful that we're able to bring you a lot of great content this week on SEC Media Days. Now, a little pivot before we get into last night's movie. I want to thank everybody who joined us at Swan Gym in Jasper, Alabama on Saturday. We had a lot of fun with New Era Wrestling, the Star Spangled Bash. Really, a lot of great wrestling. So great, in fact, that the police were called. The police were called. One of the patrons thought that one of the wrestlers was actually hurt, but it was just an act. There was a brass knuckles, but and somebody got hit and blood and this, that, and the other, and one of the patrons thought that there was real action, so they called the cops came, and we had to tell them no, it's just part of the show, everybody's fine, nothing has gone awry. But we had a lot of fun in Swan Gym, Jasper, Alabama. I made my debut in the ring, announcing, calling some of the matches, really setting up the matches, announcing who is next and who is coming up for your entertainment. This coming weekend, Saturday, I will be in Aniana for Poison Wrestling. We'll be doing the same thing, doing a little ring announcing, trying to get the crowd hyped up. So join us in Aniana. I believe it will be an outdoor venue. I'm really looking forward to getting back in the ring and celebrating some of these great local wrestlers for right here in Alabama.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Now, I want to make this show a little bit quicker because it's just Monday and we are going to get over to the Omni, get over to College Football Hall of Fame, but I wanted to give you kind of a preview of what we were doing. That's kind of day one. Greg Sankey first, LSU, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, and then Ole Miss are all on the, I think it's Ole Miss and then Vanderbilt. So we will be over there later in the afternoon before we get back to the hotel room to crank out, go to sleep, and try to get set up for the next couple of days. But what I did last night, I got into town. Part of the reason this weekend was just a little bit more hectic than I was prepared for is I was invited, thankfully, very, very thankfully, to see a documentary before the general public. I was really excited to be invited to watch Nothing But a Winner. We spent some time in basically a hotel lounge, and really excited to do that. We spent some time with the producers. You know, Jimmy Jelks was over there. Yeah, Jimmy Jenkins was over there, and David Jacobson was there as well. And they presented the movie Nothing But a Winner. It was about Nick Saban. It was about Coach Bear Bryant, but it was really about more than that. Obviously, look, you've all seen all kinds of documentaries on Coach Bryant. You've all seen all kinds of works on Coach Saban, but it was an hour 40 minutes, and really, Jimmy Jenkins talked about wanting to tell the story of the Alabama football program. And when he first walked in and started speaking to him, he said, "Now you got to remember, there's 100 years of Alabama football, so we only had two hours. I think it was an hour 45. We only had a 2-hour block to tell the story." And so what became apparent to me as they're putting this film on, and look, it hits theaters July 31st. You need to be looking for it in your local theaters. You need to be trying to get some pre-sale codes. I'll put some more information out about that in our show write-up right there on BamaCentral.com. We'll have all the pertinent information where you can see it. But it premieres July 31st. What it was, now, of course, I was expecting to sit there and hear, oh, national championship this, national championship that. And it was, there were a focus on the excellence. But the film had a heavy, heavy theme of integrating the South and Coach Bryant's role using Alabama football to integrate the South. And it really was a poignant picture of how important the Alabama football sphere was in the 60s, how important Coach Bryant was. Obviously, they touched on his time playing. They basically touched on his time as a kid, as a player, and then just briefly at Kentucky and Texas A&M, kind of setting up the tie between he and Gene Stallings later in the movie. Gene Stallings' national championship. Look, you all know all the national championships. But to me, I was really moved by the focus on Coach Bryant's involvement in the integration of the state and in the integration of the university. They talked about how he wanted to integrate the team at Kentucky and at Texas A&M, but never was able to, and obviously highlighted the 64 and 65 teams right here in Tuscaloosa that were national champions. And then your 66 team goes undefeated, but plays a schedule, obviously, due to segregation, played a schedule that only all white teams, and obviously the 66 team was not integrated yet. But you all know the story, and if you don't, Notre Dame and Michigan State played to a tie. They were both 9-0-1, 10-0-1. They played to a tie and were named co-national champions. And a lot of it was due to the politics of the day, them saying, oh, Alabama didn't play a hard enough schedule. Oh, and plus they're segregated, this, that, and the other. And Coach Bryant using USC, Sam Cunningham using John McKay's team to come to come to Birmingham and really, unfortunately, put it on the Crimson Tide. And I think Coach Bryant used that, and the film was really, really great to show how Coach Bryant really tactfully, deftly manage the integrating of the football team first and using the football team as a way to kind of normalize things that were not normal at the time and things that you and I think are completely normal now. So it's really, really, really a nice film. They had a lot of great players in the film. Honestly, it was really special to me to see one, to see it early. Yes, of course, there's the cool factor of that, but two, to have the story retold and repackaged. And to look, when I was middle schooler, high school, all I wanted to be was a college football coach. I've now fallen into podcasting and I've fallen into sports media because I love sports. But all I wanted to do was be a football coach. And I read all kinds of Coach Bryant books. I read books from Coach Bryant. I read books from Lou Holtz. I read books from John McKay, like all kinds of these legends, Daryl Royal as well. So all these legends. And reading their books and trying to, oh, I'm going to be a coach. To have these former players get on the microphone, get on the camera, and talk about the man that Coach Bryant was. You had Jeremiah Castile. You had really so many different players in this film. Let me see if I had a list right. Yes. Okay. So you had yes. Perfect. You had all kinds of people in this film. Sylvester Croom spent time in this film. You had Ricky Davis. Obviously, Bobby Humphrey was in the film as well. Walter Lewis, Alabama's first black quarterback, was in the film. You had all kinds of great figures. Jalen Hurts, Jalen Waddle. You had Devontae Smith. Nick Saban was in the film. George Pugh was in the film. Ozzie Newsome was in the film. You had all kinds of great current players and older players as well. Talking about the impact of Coach Bryant and talking about the impact of Coach Saban. I mean, the younger players were all just raving about Coach Saban and why they came to Alabama and what he means to them. And really, it was a look at Coach Bryant and Coach Saban's really parallel processes of if you do the right thing, if you work hard, if you're committed to excellence, you wake up and you do, you know, basically what it takes to get things done, what it takes to be a winner, then you'll be successful. And it takes a commitment. Both of those guys, both those coaches and really all these players echoing the commitment that it took day in and day out. Coach Bryant, the price of victory is high, but so are the rewards. And so really, I enjoyed the entire 2 hours of looking at Alabama's history, looking at Alabama football's history. And I encourage you guys to go look for it. July 31st, we're going to be trying to get on Jimmy Jenkins to talk about his film some more. He said that he spoke to me and said that he'd be happy to come on. Obviously, this week's going to be a little bit weird with SEC Media Days, but I do want to have him on. We are sort of in communication with some producers, and hopefully we will have Bobby Humphrey join us. If you are a young fella and don't know Bobby Humphrey, that's Marlon's daddy. That's Marlon's father, who is a great, great running back here in Tuscaloosa during his time. So I would love to have Bobby Humphrey join us to talk about this film, talk about his time in Tuscaloosa, and I really encourage you guys to go out and look for it. So look, I'm going to go ahead and cut this show a little bit short because obviously you can see this in the background and I'm in a hotel. I need to go ahead and get a shower and I need to get over to SEC Media Days and get over to the Omni to hear Greg Sankey. Greg Sankey will address the crowd. We'll be doing all kinds of work on BamaCentral.com, on Missouri Tigers on SI, and Vanderbilt Commodores on SI. Vanderbilt Commodores on SI, they're going to get a lot of work today because they are up first in the Walsh Riding Network. Really, it's going to be LSU, South Carolina, Ole Miss, and then Vanderbilt. So I'm really looking forward to getting over there and getting it started. I'm really looking forward to seeing who I can speak to for you guys. Ask them about the Crimson Tide. Ask them about their expectations for Ty Simpson. You guys all know you've been listening to Mason and myself go back and forth for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. What will Ty Simpson do in 2025? We're going to find out what other people have to say about that this week. We're going to find out how things get voted out on Wednesday, Thursday. I think it's going to be on Thursday when they send out the ballots Thursday morning. So we'll see where the Crimson Tide get placed. Will Alabama leave here as the favorites to win the SEC title? I'm going to have a whole real, man. I think Alabama is really going to be good this year. I really do. I think Alabama is going to be improved from last season. But I'm going to have a hard, hard time. I mean, you heard us last Thursday talking about order of finish. I'm going to have a really hard time voting Alabama number one because of the brutal road schedule. We'll see if people are in agreement with me. We'll see if last year Alabama was third in media voting. It was Texas and Georgia, clearly 1 and 1A last season. And I think that they probably will be again this year. I'm interested to see how the rest of the media votes. So stick with us all week long right here on the Joe Gaither Show. I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but it's going to be a weirder week, and we will make up for it on the back end with more content, with interviews with people who are a lot smarter than I am. So I'm looking forward to the week. I'm really appreciative of everybody who downloads the show. Look, the numbers just look better and better and better, and so I really appreciate it. A couple of you guys spoke to me at New Era Wrestling, and I really appreciate y'all coming out and supporting me and supporting the show. And look, that's all I can say. Thank you for watching us on the Bama Central YouTube channel. Give the channel a little bit of subscribe, rate, and review. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify. You can review the show right there. Give us 5 stars. Give us a little comment. Look, if you give me a comment on Apple Podcasts, that really, really helps the show. So get down there at the scroll to the very bottom, and you'll find a little place to say, this show is great, or this guy is a buffoon. So really, any kind of comments that you leave will be helpful. We really appreciate it. We will talk to you really throughout the rest of the week right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.
Even though severe cases can be rare, respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is still the leading cause of hospitalization in babies under 1. RSV often begins like a cold or the flu, but can quickly spread to your baby's lungs. Ask your doctor about preventative antibodies for your baby this season, and visit protectagainstrsv.com. The information presented is for general educational purposes only. Please ask your healthcare provider about any questions regarding your health or your baby's health.
As our 76th year in business begins, our mission hasn't changed. We're family taking care of families. At Sears Heating and Cooling, we're not plumbers or electricians. Nope, we're Central Ohio's heating experts. If you've been told you need a new furnace or have a bad heat exchanger, call for a free second opinion. You'd be stunned at how often we run these calls and nothing is wrong. Sears Heating and Cooling. Honest advice, fair pricing, and locally owned for almost 8 decades. SearsHeatingCooling.com.